Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network, this is a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course, streaming live on YouTube. 855-212-4227 is the number to connect with us. 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter as well, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. We got a whole lot to do today. We will have a college football fix with Kentucky star defensive lineman Deion Walker an hour from now at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time today. We'll chat it up with Rick Kamla, who is a phenomenal Sirius XM NBA host. And in the final segment of the show, we'll do a little Winkler Wednesdays today with our dear friend in Bart Winkler. So a whole lot to do coming off the four games in sports last night that people actually care about this time of the year, as you did have the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Boston Celtics both get off to strong starts in their respective series, going up against the Dallas Mavericks and the Cleveland Cavaliers, where OKC and the C's both did take a 1-0 series lead and show their dominance over their opponents. And then in hockey last night, man, that was just two awesome, crazy games where at first you had the Hurricanes and the Rangers that get into one overtime, then two overtimes. Igor Shesterkin was phenomenal, and Vincent Trocheck did net the game winner in the double overtime. Rangers take a 2-0 series lead up against the Hurricanes. And the game after it, it was 3-0 in favor of the Stars, coming off their just sensational Game 7 victory over the Vegas Golden Knights. They go out to a 3-0 Game 1 lead in the first period up against the Avalanche. And you know, if you watch hockey, there's no such thing as a safe 3-0 lead. Unless if you were Steve Levy last night, it was basically saying that that game was over on the ESPN. And the next thing you know, that game did get into overtime, where Colorado, who won the Stanley Cup 2 years ago, did take Game 1 up against the Dallas Stars as they found a way to win 4-3. So a good night in the NBA, an even better night in the world of hockey, and away we go. And we will start with basketball, as this is something that I was thinking about on the way in today. And I made it a poll question, which you could find at INF Sportsnet and also at Zach Gelb. Who has been more impressive this postseason so far? Is it Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks, or is it Anthony Edwards with the Minnesota Timberwolves? I don't think you could pick wrong here. It's like when you were a kid, you're 8 years old, your mom takes you to Baskin-Robbins or TCBY or whatever the ice cream place of your choosing was when you did go to an ice cream store as a kid, and you walk in and your mom goes, what do you want to get for ice cream? Like, you could say whatever ice cream flavor. If you don't like ice cream, that's something that is wrong with you. There is no wrong choice here. But my answer on who's been more impressive, it's actually Anthony Edwards. And I didn't think when I was starting this conversation, I was going to say it was Anthony Edwards, because we all knew heading into this postseason what Anthony Edwards was capable of individually as a player. Now, if you watch the Knicks this year, you know Jalen Brunson is a pretty special player. But there was a question on what is the ceiling for the New York Knicks. But to see Jalen Brunson be mentioned in the same sentence as Michael Jordan during these NBA playoffs is just something that I'd never expected. And you see that stat, Jalen Brunson has dropped 210 points in his last five games, and that's the most over a five-game span in the playoffs since Michael Jordan did so in 1993. That's just a crazy stat. And Brunson, when you watch him, he's all heart. He's a tough player. Like, you look at him and you don't expect him to be great. But everywhere he's gone, right, at Villanova, winner, and also won National Player of the Year. In New York, got some MVP play. And I think you could have made a great case for him to be a bona fide MVP this year in the league if you go by the actual definition. And now he's taken the Knicks to the second round of the playoffs, so you quickly get rid of Philadelphia, and you already have a 1-0 series lead up against the Pacers. And I'm going to the game tonight, Pacers and Knicks, and we'll see if the Knicks could go up 2-0, even though they'll be without Mitchell Robinson. How about that? Like, I always said this, when it comes to injuries, hockey is weird because it's like upper body, lower body, they don't tell you much. But in the NBA, how many times do you have a player that's ruled out or ruled doubtful that ends up playing? But then on the flip side, the Mitchell Robinson injury, it was one of those things where that you found out yesterday he was going to be out for game two, and then it's, oh no, he's not just out for game two. Like, 2 hours later, he's going to get reevaluated in 6 to 8 weeks with a stress fracture in his ankle. Like, that's just crazy to me. Like, you ruled the player out for game two. You would think, okay, he's out for game two. He's got a chance to then come back for game three. And it's like, oh no, he's probably done for the season, right? 6 to 8 weeks, he'd be done for the season when he's going to get reevaluated. But getting back to Brunson, as they're trying to take a 2-0 series lead tonight up against the Pacers, he's just a walking 40 piece, really, in the playoffs. Like, yeah, the first three games, 22-24, you know, didn't get 40 in game three. He had 39. But after that, 47 points, 40 points, 41 points, and 43 points. And like, when you watch those games, you know he's damn good. But even when he doesn't play his best, he still finds a way to get into the mid-30s, low-30s, high-30s, low-40s. And this dude has brought New York basketball back, and he's made the Knicks actually exciting again. And there have been some spot moments throughout the years, few of them, where people say, oh, here comes the Knicks, maybe they're turning around. But to see what they've done the last 4 years, and I know Jalen's only been a part of two of them, this has been a team that has been in the playoffs three out of the last four seasons. That success hasn't happened in a long time with the Knicks, and I don't think the Knicks are a finished product. The Knicks, to me, they need to add another player to complement Brunson. I know they're doing this without Julius Randle, but I really do believe that the Knicks, their limitation is getting to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. But would it surprise me if Boston doesn't live up to the moment and Boston doesn't find its way to the NBA Finals? Is there a team in the East that could take down Boston? Right now, I would say it should be the Knicks, who are the second seed in the Eastern Conference. But now without Mitchell Robinson, they have to take care of the Indiana Pacers at first. So, like, I know when I'm telling you that I'm saying it's Anthony Edwards, and then I do about a five-minute kind of segment. I don't want to say a rant, but a five-minute segment on how great Jalen Brunson is, it's really because both Anthony Edwards and Jalen Brunson are absolutely phenomenal. And I don't want to tell you, because sometimes this happens in radio, where you give your answer and then you crap on the other answer. Like, today is not one of those days where I'm telling you I've been more impressed by Anthony Edwards than Jalen Brunson, and then it's like, let's rain on the parade of Jalen Brunson. That would be the dumbest thing anyone could do, and maybe like the history of sports talk radio, because you have to acknowledge how great Jalen Brunson is. But so far, when you line them up, who's been more impressive, Brunson and Edwards, even though Brunson is doing this with a less talented roster and so many players injured, the first series did go six games. I know it's only a game in, but they should beat the Pacers. It's not a lock. I'm not being disrespectful to Indiana. You know, I think Knicks fans that were saying Knicks in five before this series were absolutely crazy. I picked the Knicks to win this series in seven. I still think this is going to be a grinded out, gritty and tough series where the Pacers have the offense, and we know how quick they like to move, and the Knicks want to slow it down with their defense and all that. But the Pacers are going to win, bare minimum, two games in this series. But the reason why I'm going with the Minnesota Timberwolves, it's because I'm just still stunned and really mystified and shocked that the Minnesota Timberwolves are up 2-0 up against the Nuggets. And that's what it comes down to. It's nothing that the Knicks haven't done. It's nothing that Jalen Brunson hasn't done. But the reason why I'm more impressed with what Anthony Edwards has done this postseason compared to Jalen Brunson is just the level of competition and how much better the Western Conference is than the East. Like, I didn't think much of the Suns going into this postseason. But the Timberwolves didn't just beat the Suns. They embarrassed them. They swept them off the court. They didn't give the Suns any breathing room in that series. Like, look at the Mavericks. You knew the Mavericks were going to beat the Clippers. But the Mavericks gave the Clippers a little bit of life. You know, the Knicks even gave the Sixers a little bit of life. Edwards stepped on that court, and he said, we're going to obliterate you, and we're going to emasculate that Suns team. And that's what they did. But going into this postseason and all throughout the year, Denver's the team that everyone is chasing. And you look at Nikola Jokic and you look at Jamal Murray, and a lot of people, including yours truly, I'll be the first one to say it, I'll raise my hand, where I was saying, Denver's starting to remind you of Kansas City. And we've seen UConn go back-to-back. We've seen the Chiefs go back-to-back. It felt like Denver was going to go back-to-back. And that series is not over yet. But to see how mentally shook the Nuggets are, it's alarming. It's startling. It really is. Because that's a team that Denver, yes, pressure was on them for game two. But when you enter game two and Minnesota, it felt like had nothing to lose. They did business by stealing game one. And then you don't have Anthony Edwards. I mean, you don't have Rudy Gobert, excuse me, because Rudy Gobert was out with an injury. Or it's not with an injury because his was expecting his first child and he missed that game. It's like just one of those moments where you go, okay, it just doesn't feel like that's going to be Minnesota's night. And with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter of game two, you had Minnesota up 20 points against the defending champs, and that's not an insurmountable lead. And it felt like, and it was, ended up being proven true, that the game was over. So the fact that Anthony Edwards has had 33 points, 15 points, 36 points, 40 points, 43 points, 27 points, you know, I don't care. You know, we all know Brunson, right, is a walking 40 piece. It's nothing that Jalen Brunson hasn't done. And what he's done has been so impressive, but it's more so the fact that Anthony Edwards has galvanized the group to not just make sure that they're in it up against Denver, but now everyone has flipped the conversation and the narrative where Denver was the team to beat. Now people are looking at it and saying Minnesota is the team to beat. And like if Denver would have gone down maybe a little bit later, okay, you had a great run last year. You're set up for the future. We know that you're going to go nowhere, but it happens, right? It's so tough to repeat. But the fact now that this could be a sweep, I don't think this will be a sweep. I think Denver is going to lose this series in six games, and Minnesota will win it in six games, I should say it. But the fact that we're now at a point that most people don't even believe Denver's going to come back is why I'm more impressed with Anthony Edwards this postseason than Jalen Brunson. Nothing Jalen Brunson didn't do. But it's just more so the road that Minnesota's had to travel through. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Adrian in Maryland. He's next up on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Yo, Adrian, who are you more impressed by, Jalen Brunson or Anthony Edwards?
Sorry, Zach, I got to disagree, but you can go either way. I mean, both players are playing awesome. They're carrying their team. But I think you got to go with Brunson just because he only has Josh Hart and he's got the other Villanova guy.
Dante DiVincenzo, the big ragu, the Michael Jordan of Delaware.
I understand his name is hard to pronounce, but look at Ant Edwards. He's got Carl Anthony Towns. He's got Gobert. He's got arguably the sixth man of the year. So, and then Brunson's putting up 40 points for the last four games. That's awesome. And I'm going to be a little biased because I told you guys back, I think in January, I took Brunson plus 15,000 to win the MVP. And this is one of the reasons I say you got to wait till after the playoff to crown an MVP. What do you think?
Well, the MVP to me is a regular season award, and I appreciate the phone call, Adrian, and thank you for always making it. But, like, these awards, and maybe, I don't know about you guys, and maybe I'm in a minority here, and maybe it's just the way that we were brought up with these awards, and we've been told something, and then you don't change that thinking just because that's been the way that it's been rooted inside of you. The MVP, most improved player, sixth man of the year, defensive player, coach, whatever it is, they're regular season awards. So if we just made them after the postseason, well, then whoever did the best in the postseason would probably end up winning the award. Now, I know the NBA has changed it, right? They used to do that stupid award ceremony and, like, announce it, like, a month after the season ended. Now they announce them just throughout the postseason, and we've seen some of these award winners. But I would not make the MVPs and all that stuff following the postseason. I would do it following the regular season as they do. Maybe you just expedite how long it takes you to announce it. Stu Samter, do you think that should be something that changes at all? Just wondering.
No, I think it's a regular season award, so it should be a regular season. It's just, why would we crown guys? There's a finals MVP for a reason.
Yeah.
The regular season MVP is for the 82 games, the regular season. It shouldn't matter what they do in the playoffs. That's like every sport, too.
Yeah.
It's not just NBA.
No, but there's a lot of times where people will go. Like, for example, Coach of the Year this past year in the NFL. I want to say it was Kevin Stefanski. I think he won it for the second time. And the Browns got obliterated in round one by the Houston Texans. And D'Amico Ryans had a great case. And afterwards, people are like, oh, D'Amico Ryans should win the award. I'm like, you can't make your argument based off the postseason. Like, if you want to say change it, okay. Stu's not in agreement. I'm not in agreement with that. Samter, I'm assuming you are not?
Especially not in basketball, mm-hmm. where there's all that load management crap,
yeah.
and now they have rules about how many games you have to play in order to
Good
be
point.
Eligible. Like, then it kind of throws all that out the
sure.
window anyway. So that, no, 100%.
So if that's the case, it's like, okay, if you want to say change it, fine, that's your right. The three of us disagree, which probably means that they should change it if all three of us are on the
Depends
same page.
Depends on what Hickey says. If Hickey says they need to change it, then we're all
yeah.
screwed.
All right, Hickey. Usually I just throw the strays at Hickey. Santa's now joining into the party.
After that rap, I think that there's not enough strays to go around.
But I don't understand the people that will call in. I'm not saying Adrian did this, but I don't get the people that call in and will go, hey, you need to give Brunson the MVP because of what happened in the postseason. That's not when the voting is done. I hate to break it to you. The voting's already done and over with. And the MVP winner, he does not know who the MVP winner is, but someone in the NBA office does.
I will say this. You don't give Brunson the MVP because of what he's done in the postseason, but I think those of the fans who didn't understand how valuable Jalen Brunson was
sure.
during the regular season, he's doing what he was doing during the regular season, so he shouldn't get it because of what he's done in the postseason, but I think people now who may not have seen it were like, you know what? And I'm included. He's carrying this team on their back.
Yeah.
With their second-best player out for the year in Julius Randle, he's just carrying them, and he does it game in and game out consistently. What he's done, I stand corrected. When I said there's no way he can win MVP, I'm looking back and I'm saying he might be the best, most important player on a good team this year.
And maybe we're having a new era of the NBA. You're seeing that. Like, you look at the teams remaining. Jason Tatum, you see Jalen Brunson with the Knicks, Anthony Edwards with the Timberwolves. You know Nikola Jokic is going to be a factor for a long time. SGA with the Oklahoma City Thunder. But it really just shows you, and the three finalists of the MVP this year are Luka, SGA, and the Joker. But it just shows you, if you just try in the NBA in the regular season, you could go a long way. Like, no one before the year started thought the Knicks would be a two seed. But the Knicks with Coach Tom Thibodeau, they play a demanding style of basketball, and you have guys that are overachieving right now. Brunson overachieving. Josh Hart overachieving. Dante DiVincenzo overachieving. And a lot of time, like in the NBA, people half-ass it. People dog it. It's like, I've never seen it with any other sport. Like, people, you have to beg the players to play in the regular season. And the Knicks go all out, and now they've been able to carry it over so far in the postseason, and it's a beautiful thing to see. So who you've been more impressed with so far this postseason? Is it Jalen Brunson or Anthony Edwards? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Early returns. 57.1% say Anthony Edwards, 42.9% say Jalen Brunson. Which year two quarterback will take the biggest leap as they get set for year number two in the NFL? Will it be Bryce Young? Will it be Anthony Richardson? Or will it be Will Levis? We're discussing that next.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is a Zach Gelb show on the Infinity Sports Network. I saw something during the break, guys, that I never knew that this was a thing. And I thought it was a fake tweet, but it's from Ian Begley, who does a great job covering basketball. And it's real. So the NBA referees, they have an official Twitter account. It's got like 137 or 138,000 followers. So Ian Begley posts that the official NBA refs will be hosting a ref watch party live tonight during game two of the Knicks-Pacers series. Refs who are watching the game from the NBA Replay Center will analyze and react to calls made during the game. You know, I know today isn't Thursday, and we usually do our Zach Gelb show PSA. I don't want to hear, though. This would be my PSA. I shouldn't hear or know the names of officials. And I don't think that's, like, mean or wrong to say. But the NBA, out of all these leagues, they put their officials in a bad spot. And I know that this is not the NBA, right? These are just the officials that are a part of the NBA. But like the NBA can say, no, you shouldn't do this. You can't do this to their officials. Because, right, these are officials that are at the replay center, at the NBA replay center. But you have this just stupidity. And then you also have that dopey, and I mean dopey, final two-minute report that the game ends, everyone bitches about the officiating, and the NBA acknowledges whether the calls were right or wrong. Once the games are over, let the fans have the discourse. Let the fans talk about the officiating. I don't need to hear from the refs during or after the game, unless if something is like severely controversial, and then maybe you want to hear from a referee after the game why this quote was made or why this call was made. But 9 times out of 10, on a day in and a day out basis, I don't need to hear from the officials. I don't. And I don't need the NBA to acknowledge, oh, we may have got something wrong. Because it really takes no guts. Like, let's say if you're getting just blasted for a call that was made, but it was like kind of a fair call. The NBA, most times, I feel like, just say, oh, we got the call wrong. So you could give that portion of the fan base that's upset something to grab onto. But what are you grabbing onto? It doesn't change the outcome of the game. Like, the offensive foul call at the end of game one between the Knicks and the Pacers, the screen. Can you make a case that it was an illegal screen? Yes, I guess you can. But I thought the illegal screen was extremely soft and something the refs should not have called. But when the NBA comes out, and I'm sure they did this, you know, I just don't even read those two-minute reports anymore. I don't. But when the NBA comes out and they say, if they said, hey, that illegal screen shouldn't have been called, does it make you feel any better if you're listening to us right now in Indianapolis and your Pacers lost the game? No. So just stop giving referees a platform. And maybe I'm consistent with this, but the thing that I hate the most in sports right now are these dopey TV refs. Oh, they drive me crazy. Last night you had that ex-NHL referee. Do you think the call should be made? They like dance around it. They stumble through it. They give you some soft-ass opinion. I don't need TV refs. And football, it drives me nuts. Oh, let's go to Mike Pereira. Let's go to Gene Steratore. Let's go to Dean Blandino. What did you see on this holding call? Well, Jim, I saw someone grab someone's jersey. Like, do we need that? The only time I want to hear from a referee is if there's a rule being discussed. But if it's something obvious that, I don't know, Doris Burke, J.J. Redick, Tony Romo, whoever the analyst is, that they could just tell you, oh, this is a penalty? I don't need these dopey TV refs. I don't. But, Samter, I'm kind of shocked by this. And I guess they've done this before. But the NBA refs, according to Ian Begley, will be hosting a ref watch party live tonight during game two of Pacers and Knicks. Refs who are watching the game from the NBA Replay Center will analyze and react to calls made during the game. Like, who's going to tune in to see a bunch of refs talk about the game? That's crazy to me.
I'm not saying we're going to tune in, but that's intriguing to me. It's a different way to watch the game. And I probably wouldn't care until there's either a controversial call and then I can switch over and watch it. Or, maybe the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game I can watch it.
Can these refs actually say something? If you're going to put a product, if you're going to put a microphone in front of someone's mouth, say something. That's my biggest problem with Pereira, who's the best out of all these TV refs. Gene Steratore, whoever the guy was in hockey last night, whoever they bring on for the... Like, whoever it is, these guys don't really ever say anything.
I see, especially in the NFL, you certainly see guys say, oh, here's what should happen.
They're and terrible then, on TV. Remember that guy Mike Carey?
Well, Mike Carey was
He was brutal!
He was not TV ready, but Gene Steratore is fantastic.
Oh, fantastic!
Love Gene Steratore.
Oh, stop!
And when the refs get something wrong or do something controversial, especially on the broadcast you hear, maybe not as much in interviews, but I've definitely heard Gene Steratore and Dean Blandino and Mike Pereira go off on refs for making mistakes. Absolutely.
The only time I've ever put a TV ref on was following the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And the hairs on my neck were rising because everything in my power was just telling me, don't talk to a TV ref. I think it's one of the biggest waste of spaces that we currently have in sports. This is something, and someone just said in the YouTube chat, two-tone Tony, watch your blood pressure, Zach. This gets me bonkers. It just drives me nuts, these stupid TV refs. Whoever the hockey guy was last night, I wanted to just reach into my television. I wanted to smack him across the face. Oh, it was insufferable. Anyway, which year two quarterback is going to take the biggest leap this year? We will not throw C.J. Stroud into this because he was the standard last year. And we'll keep it to guys that were picked in the first two rounds a year ago. Is it Bryce Young? Is it Anthony Richardson? Or is it Will Levis? I actually think it's going to be Anthony Richardson. Because Anthony Richardson, before he got hurt, and the health of him is going to be the biggest thing that I have concerns about. I was betting him anytime touchdowns early in the season. And I want some good money on Anthony Richardson when the odds were in my favor. But he has a dual threat ability. And I want to see how they protect him in year number two better. And maybe they tell him to run a little bit less. Or are they just going to try to run him into the ground for 6-7 years and just hope that they get 6 or 7 great years? Now, we'll see how he could improve as a passer of the football. But I've seen some tape of him where he has the big throwing ability. You got to improve on the accuracy with Anthony Richardson. But really, when he was at Florida, he played really well up against Utah. He had one other really good game, but after that, it was up and down. But this Colts team, and really all the teams in the AFC South, they're now in a solid situation. Like, I think Will Levis, Tennessee's the fourth best team in the AFC South, but Will Levis in a good situation now. You got Hopkins. I know that they just lost Derrick Henry. You got Calvin Ridley. They just signed Tyler Boyd the other day. You know, that's a team that there's enough to get a fair evaluation with Will Levis. And then you just see Bryce Young. I still believe in Bryce Young, the player. And the Panthers beefed up that offensive line. They got him a weapon in Deontay Johnson. They drafted another wide receiver, the South Carolina kid, Xavier Leggett. But I just wonder if he has enough to not get killed again in year two. So I would say it's Anthony Richardson, where I think he's in a really good situation where that team in Indianapolis almost made the playoffs last year. Steichen just knew how to get Jonathan Taylor on the field at the end of the game. And as long as he can stay healthy, I believe that will be the quarterback out of Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, and Will Levis. Anthony Richardson will be the guy that takes the biggest jump in year number two. All righty, we'll come on back. We'll update you with some of the biggest storylines in the world of sports with some audio. We call that segment the News Brief. Deion Walker, who's already getting projected as a top 15 draft pick in the 2025 draft from Kentucky, is going to join us for a little college football fix. But take it away. Here he is with the latest Infinity Sports Network update, the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
So some days I like to be surprised with the news brief. Like some days I will listen to the sound and I will send Samter a ton of sound before the show. There's other days where I'm like, let's see what Samter comes up with. And I see something on a sheet and I go, wow, this is amazing. And I haven't even heard the audio. Wheel of Fortune, I am a nerd for these moments because I am not as smart obvious statement of the day, as the people on Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune, they're not that smart. Jeopardy, they're smart.
I don't know. You're like, yeah, you know what? I retract that statement. You're probably right. Yeah, Jeopardy, you got to be a lot smart. You know. Oh, just listen to that sentence, and that's all you need to know about me. But when it gets to Jeopardy, that's probably where it's more so at. I absolutely love when they give you a sports topic, and I get all the sports ones, and these people on Jeopardy, the three of them are sitting up there, and there's nothing. Like, they don't even attempt. And then it's like they ask you some earth science question. I'm like, all right, get me out of here. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Who led the NBA with 15 rebounds a game?
Yeah.
Babe Ruth? No, that's not correct. Who is Babe Ruth?
So, okay, this is Wheel of Fortune. For some reason,
and
I got...
Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Kristen Ritter, who's one of my favorites.
Wait, what?
She was the voice that you're going to hear. This is Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
And this is not something that was taped like 3 years ago?
No, this one, and they, you'll hear, there's mention of recent events, and Kristen Ritter, who, if you've seen the show Jessica Jones from the MCU, she was in Breaking Bad. She was Jesse's girlfriend for a while. So Kristen Ritter is a well-known, famous actress who's been a star of multiple different shows.
What's her name?
Kristen Ritter.
Let's
You'll
see.
Probably recognize her phrase, but if not, she's most known for
How do you spell the last name?
R-I-T-T-E-R. She's most known for
Ritter.
Breaking Bad and for Jessica Jones, which is a Marvel show.
Kristen Ritter. Oh, she looks familiar.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's listen up to this. Wheel of Fortune. Players don't know who the Kelce brothers are, courtesy of our friends at ABC.
C?
Yeah, there's a C.
What is this word?
700. What letter would you like?
K.
Yeah, there's a K.
Okay. No one wants to.
All you have to do is read what's up there.
Travis and Jason Kelce.
Yeah, there you go. We will take that. And yeah.
I don't know who they are.
Well, Sarah, tell them the whole story with the singer and the thing.
Well, it's a Taylor Swift thing. It's the only reason why I know who.
Yeah,
they're, is it Travis
they're football
that
players
she's
and Taylor Swift. It's
one please
you'll read it in your local newspapers.
It's not as bad as what I thought it was going to be. They at least had somewhat. Like, she's like, I don't know who they are, but I just know one of them through Taylor Swift.
But she didn't know which one, and Kristen, who solved the puzzle, the full words were up. It wasn't like there was empty letters. It said Travis and Jason Kelce. She said Kelce.
Oh, it was already revealed. It was already done. The whole thing was filled.
They had no idea what it was, so they actually had every single letter on the board. It says Travis and Jason Kelce. And she said Kelce, which they accepted because, A, they didn't want to embarrass, but also we remember Jason Kelce, or Travis, actually said, Dad used to call us Kelce, and then we kind of changed it to Kelce.
That's wild. And it would be one thing if it was like just three people that didn't know sports. When you're in, this is Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, you were saying, when you're in the celebrity world, you would think you would at least know who Travis Kelce is just based off his relationship with Taylor Swift. Let's listen up to Joe Burrow. He's back on the practice field. He returned on Monday for the first time since the season-ending wrist surgery. Two out of the last four seasons, he's been having his season cut short because of injury, but Joe Burrow did not stop talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. As we all know, Bengals and Chiefs feels like those are usually the collision course that we're going to get in the AFC for years and years to come.
Yeah, they were great. Their defense was one of the best in the league. They have great players on that side of the ball, and then obviously they got Patrick and Travis and their O-line and those playmakers. So, you know, they're the gold standard right now. Everybody's chasing them. Obviously, they're back-to-back world champs. Somebody's got to knock him off. I'm hoping it's us.
I feel like Joe Burrow's never the one that talks smack in this Bengals-Chiefs rivalry. We know Jamar Chase has the corner, the defensive back. I think his name was Mike Hilton. I want to say that was him who did the whole Burrowhead stuff. It's never Burrow. Burrow knows not to do that nonsense, even with someone that has defeated Patrick Mahomes three times in his career. By the way, Delta 9 Brian is stunned that I've never seen Breaking Bad. I know everyone loves Breaking Bad. People say it's one of the greatest TV shows of all time. Stu, have you seen Breaking Bad?
Top five show of all time for me.
Okay. Samter, where do you rank Breaking Bad?
It is the all-time greatest show that's ever been on television.
Better than Sopranos?
100%.
Oh.
Like Sopranos is good, but I would have like Sopranos as my fourth or fifth favorite show of all time.
Okay. So it's not like you dislike Sopranos.
No, I love Sopranos. Gotcha. And maybe even fourth or fifth might be low. It might be third or fourth.
Okay.
But I had Breaking Bad 1, Seinfeld 2.
Now, I will not be a hypocrite. because earlier in the week, Samter said something sucked and he never tried it. So I will not have an opinion on Breaking Bad, but my favorite TV show of all time is The Sopranos. And I actually, maybe this is just an age thing. I don't dislike Seinfeld, but I like Curb Your Enthusiasm better than Seinfeld. Maybe it's just because of a whole age part of that. But it's not like I dislike Seinfeld. So I don't want to hear from you Seinfeld crazy. Gelb hates Seinfeld. No, I just like Curb Your Enthusiasm better. Here is Luka Doncic on his struggles in game one in their loss to Oklahoma City.
Who cares? We lost, man. We just got to move on to the next one. I got to be better. We got to be better.
I thought that you had Tim Legler, who was phenomenal this morning on ESPN. We know that Luka's been dealing with a right knee sprain, and there was times in the first round series you're like, he doesn't have that lift, he doesn't have that elevation. That popped up again last night, and now you wonder, with this being the second series, is Luka going to have enough jump in this series to find a way to go win four games? Here's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the MVP announcement.
Will you watch the MVP announcement tomorrow?
Sure, why not? If I'm at home doing nothing.
Is there a level, like, do you feel any anxiousness for it all? Or, I mean, like, how are you kind of viewing that day, being that you're a finalist?
I didn't know it was tomorrow.
Good on him.
But it's cool. I'm excited to see who wins.
I'm not going to lie either. We were just talking about the MVP a few moments ago and how Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are the finalists. I knew that the announcement was coming one of these days because they've been announcing all the other awards. I did not know that announcement was coming tonight either. Did you, Santa?
No, I mean, they
until that clip?
Well, I know that once they did DPOY, then MVP comes either the next day or 2 days later. So like, I knew, it was coming up this week.
It was coming at some point this week or early next week.
It always comes in the second round because the last thing you want is for the MVP. Typically, the MVP at least makes it past the first round. Mm-hmm. So the last thing they want is to have an MVP who's sitting on the couch getting an award. It's happened before, but not often.
Like this year, if there was a year to have like a compelling MVP debate, it would be this year. It felt like it was open for a lot of the season. But I don't really care about the individual awards. I don't. Maybe it's because I care about who wins the championship and who wins the finals MVP. But the individual awards has never been something that has really resonated with me. Let's go to Jaylen Brown, who's confident in the Celtics this year.
Anything can happen. It's the NBA playoffs. We're just taking it one game at a time, and that's all we can control. And we try to come out and be the harder playing team. We stick to our agenda, and we let the chips fall where they may. It's going to be tough for a team to have to beat us four times, but as long as we come out and we execute on both ends and we're the harder playing team, I think we'll be fine.
And let's get to Brian Kelly. Here is his warning to players who just want a payday, WFAB9.
We're selling something a little bit differently, and that is we want to recruit. We want to engage, build relationships. We want to develop, retain, and have success. We're not in the market of buying players. And unfortunately, right now, that's what some guys are looking for. They want to be bought. And we're not going to go out and buy players. That's not what this is about. This was never about that. We will develop you. We will get you ready for the next step, as we did with Jaden Daniels, as we did with Malik Nabers, as we did with Brian Thomas. But if you're just looking to get paid, you're looking in the wrong place. If you just want to get, paid, this is not the place for you.
He comes off as such an ass in that. Like, you are a coach that left a great job in Notre Dame for another job in LSU. And you could say, you have a better chance to win a championship at LSU than Notre Dame, and I would agree with that. But you've been allowed to chase money throughout your career, so why shouldn't players be allowed to? I just think coaches come off so poorly when they do something like that. Let's hear the play-by-play on Sportsnet as the Rangers won in double overtime last night.
Surrounded. Kreider to the point. Panarin shoots, blocked by Slavin. Sharp angle shot. It is good.
Trojan!
regulation. New York taking a 2-0 series lead.
Elation indeed. I have a good story about that coming up later. But let's hear Colorado cap off their comeback. They were down 3-0. They win it in overtime. Here's Altitude Sports Radio in Denver.
Oh, finally, he clears. Miles Wood in space. He's got some speed. Wood towards the net. He scores! Reach for the sky! The comeback is complete. Miles Wood said, run like the wind. And he tucks the stars in to say good night. And you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here because this party is over. Colorado scores 4 straight goals and they take game one by a final of 4-3 in overtime.
Now, I'm a big fan of their play-by-play guy, Connor McGahey. I thought he was terrible there. I felt like he was trying to throw 100 pounds of crap in like a 50-pound suitcase. There was too many words there. You gotta let the moment breathe a little bit. And trust me, I've been someone that has been just as guilty as that in the past. Coming on back, Dion Walker will join us as we'll give you a little college football fix.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.